Chapter 3. Preparing to Die. As Buddha said, not knowing that I must leave everything and depart, I did various ill deeds for the sake of friend and foe. The second stanza in the first Panchen Lama's poem is, may we extract the meaningful essence of this life support without being distracted by the senseless affairs of this life. Since this good foundation, hard to gain and easy to disintegrate, presents an opportunity of choice between profit and loss, comfort and misery. You need both internal and external favorable conditions for the consummation of successful practice, and you already have these. For instance, as humans, we have a body and mind that supports our understanding of teachings. Thus, we have met the most important internal condition. Externally, you need transmission of the practices and the freedom to practice. If, possessing these circumstances, you exert yourself, you are guaranteed success. However, if you do not exert yourself, it is a tremendous waste. You must value these conditions, for when they are not present, you do not even have an opportunity. You should value your current endowment. Since you have attained a human body, as well as the right external circumstances, then, with an aspiration to practice, you can make your life worthwhile. You must do so. It is time to do so. If, with this opportunity, you work on beneficial causes, you can achieve many powerful ones. If, motivated by the three poisons of lust, hatred, and bewilderment, you work on non-virtuous causes, you can similarly achieve very powerful bad actions in many forms. It is very difficult for other beings, such as animals, who do not have our excellent human foundation, to achieve virtues through their own power. There are rare cases of their doing something virtuous given the right external conditions, but it is hard for them to think. When animals act out of lust or hatred, they do so temporarily or superficially. They are incapable of bad physical and verbal actions in great strength and in many varieties. However, humans can think from a great many points of view. Because our intelligence is more effective, humans can achieve good and bad on a grand scale. If this human endowment is used for good, it can be very powerful. If you take care and work at good actions, the aims of this life and those of future lives can be achieved. If you do not take care, your bad actions can induce tremendous suffering. This is why, although many types of beings have evolved on this planet since its formation, those who have brought about the most improvement are human beings. And those who have learned how to create the most fear, suffering, and other problems, threatening even the destruction of the planet, are also humans. The best is being done by humans, and the worst is being done by humans. Since you have the physical endowment required for achieving profit and loss, comfort and misery, you must know how to use it unerringly.